Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. My list is long today, so I'll start right in. I had heard some talk that the Eureka City Council was thinking about changing H and I streets back to either two-way or two-lane one-way streets with islands and other decorative stuff. This is a ridiculous idea. First of all, they needed to publicize their plan further in advance and more publicly so we could comment on it. I just heard Sunday morning that they were going to decide on Tuesday evening at the council meeting. Being disabled, it's hard for me to get there, so I dropped a letter in the mail on Sunday, hoping it gets there. By the time you hear this, it may be too late. The county is contemplating wind machines in the mountain area west of Scotia and Riadel. My opinion is that if they help the electricity supply, go ahead on them. Some folks claim they are ugly, for lack of a better word. I've seen them in the valley east of the Bay Area, and I think they are sort of elegant looking. If they work, go for it. The Department of Motor Vehicles, or the DMV, is contemplating shutting the local office down for 4 months for repairs. How dumb is that? I realize that organizing or repairing a building can disrupt business, but this is an important place, and to have to drive to Garberville to what is probably a small facility, or Crescent City, is ridiculous. I have to go down there to get an ID, and driving or riding for hours is tough for one in my condition. I don't know what the solution is, but don't close it down unnecessarily. I don't usually comment on federal issues, as I am just one person out of several millions and just a tiny voice in the big wilderness. But I have to say something about President Trump and his attempts to put tariffs on major import items, thus creating countries doing the same thing to us, creating a huge, expensive financial mess. From what I've read and heard, it will cause loss of jobs and bad feelings with our trading neighbors. I have written to Senator Feinstein and our congressman, urging them to create opposition to this idiotic move by a man who seems to have no good sense about a situation that is so important in so many ways. I talked to a couple of young men from the B-52 Junior, I guess, semi-pro baseball team, and they were very nice young men with lots of good things to say about the team and their participation. Good playing, guys. I just want to comment on the Times-Standard newspaper and how much I appreciate getting the local and other news from it. I like the word puzzles and reading the obits to find out if any acquaintances have passed on. Many people I know don't take it and are in the dark about local news. Lastly, I have to say goodbye to my good friend and neighbor, the Reverend Dr. Billy Lawrence, who is retiring and moving to Virginia. So long, Billy. It was great singing barbershop with you and being a neighbor to such a caring gentleman. I wish you the best of luck. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.